So this morning, I want to encourage moms, because I think you need encouragement. Your job is hard. And it's especially hard when you have kids in the home still. And when, especially when they're young, and if you're homeschooling, which we have a couple homeschool moms here tonight, or today, that they're around all the time. I mean, all the time. It's 24/7. The only break you get is when they're asleep. And if they're like my kids, it's not terribly long. So it's not much of a break at all. And but even those whose kids go to school, traditional school, those moms who work, those moms who have already finished their role as active moms in the home, your role is still important in the lives of your kids. And as I said earlier, you're always going to carry that weight of the responsibility of your children, regardless of where they are in life. And so, at whatever stage you are, I want to encourage you. Now, I could make this message exclusively to my wife, the mother of our four kids, who manages to take primary responsibility for teaching our kids in the home every day, well, 5 days a week at least. She does that on top of managing the household and all the other things that go on in the house. And then she works part-time besides that. So I could spend a lot of time just extolling the virtues of my wife. I could go on and extol the virtues of my mom, even though she's not here this morning. But she will eventually listen to this message online, so whatever I say, she will hear. And my mom did make some pretty serious sacrifices. She also raised four kids, like my wife is doing. And she taught us at home some. A few years we were at home being schooled, being taught, but not always. It was difficult for my mom. It was a hard sacrifice that she made to raise four kids. And I would like to do that. But each one of you moms here also have your own struggles, your own burdens that you carry. And so I want to use this message to encourage you. Now, I want to continue in our theme of moms and encouraging moms, knowing that they desperately need encouragement. They need that. We could give them flowers, which we have, and some of us will take them out for dinner, and there'll be phone calls made, and maybe presents given, and all other kinds of things that'll go on. But what moms, I think, need the most is that encouragement that says, you did a good job, or you're doing a good job. Thank you, Mom. I love you, Mom. Those are the things that moms need to hear. And while I'm going to say some of those things this morning in this message, it doesn't mean as much coming from up here as it does coming from your kids. But I am going to say some things this morning from the Bible, because the Bible is full of encouraging words to moms, to women in general, and moms in particular. And it's actually one of the things I was going to bring out this morning in Philippians chapter 4. Especially in Philippians 4, there's an emphasis on the role of women and their ministry in the church. But I'm going to put that on hold. Because one of the major sources of encouragement we find in the Bible for women and moms is in Proverbs chapter 31. So if you've got your Bible, you can open up to Proverbs 31. There's also a few Bibles there. I actually preached from Proverbs 31 on Mother's Day 2 years ago. And I actually considered just recycling that same message this morning. Josiah pointed out this morning that the sermon outline you have in your bulletin, you'll notice it has some words that are bold and underlined. And those would normally be blanks that you would fill in. I'd flash them up on the screen for you. That's because I stole this from the sermon I did 2 years ago. I just changed the title on top of it. Sorry. And I'm actually not really going to focus on this a whole lot. But I do want to read Proverbs 31 because though it may not exclusively be to moms, it is to women. And so whether you're a mother or not, if you're a female here, you need to listen carefully. So even from the youngest girls on up, listen up. Because Proverbs 31, though I'm going to give it this morning in the context of encouraging moms, it's also a challenge, for this is the standard to where you, as a woman, even if you're a girl now, you'll become a woman someday. This is the standard. This is the target. This is where you're to head. And so I'm going to read it in its entirety, and then I'm going to go through some of the bullet points on this outline that you have in your bulletin. And then we're going to get the opportunity for us here to extol our moms. Children, listen up. Whether you're young or whether you're an adult child with your mom here, praise your moms for how they've lived up to the various aspects we're going to find here in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. Husbands, it's also good for us to praise our wives for their success as mothers. It's a good example for our kids as well, whether they're young or old. And anybody else in here, if you've observed ways in which mothers here have excelled or lived as this Proverbs 31 description has, they need to hear that. And so when we get done reading Proverbs 31, I'm going to just briefly go through this outline that you have in your bulletin. I want you to be thinking as we read this, what are some ways that I've seen this either in my mom or another mother who's here that I can encourage them with this? So, Proverbs 31, starting at verse 10. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She's like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. So there you've heard the words of Proverbs 31. Hopefully, just as we were reading that, some of those things resonated with you, and you said, my mom did this. Or I know a mother who's here who does this. So I'm just going to read through real quickly on your outline and sermon in the bulletin, catching those main points. So here's the excellent mother. She's an encourager. She's a diligent worker. She's frugal. She's a responsible manager. She's a wise investor. She's busy, and she doesn't fear hard work. Number 7, She utilizes her time and talents carefully and does not waste time. She cares for those in need outside of her home. She prepares for the future. On the other side, number 10, she works to maintain the good reputation of the family. She's industrious. She's strong of character. She teaches her wisdom to other women, and especially her children. And lastly, she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. That is to say, she has no time to be idle. She knows the value of time. I love how the whole book of Proverbs ends. We find the true excellence of a woman is determined not by her charm or by her beauty, but by her fear of the Lord. So now I'm going to give you now the opportunity to extol the virtues of mothers you know, whether it's your mother or some other mother. You may stand up, or you can sit down, whatever, but speak up.
I love my mom. I'm so glad to be here today. My mom always taught me God's word.
I love my mom because she's helped me raise my son. I hope that he would be a good man. And she didn't have to do this, but she wanted our family to stay together. And I love her for it.
I love my mom. I love my mom because she's always been there for me.
My mom's the best mom in the world.
Top that one.
I might fight him on that one.
Roger?
She might have some competition. I thought mine was.
All mothers are.
I never knew a kinder, gentle woman than my mother, and even more so because she really didn't receive the praise that she deserved.
I mentioned the sacrifices of my mom, and my mom, really, raising kids for my mom was hard. She's not a kids person. She never has been. She still isn't. My mom would much rather be sitting in front of a computer or doing book work. She and Deb Weikinger are kindred spirits. But my mom put all that stuff aside, and she powered through raising four kids. So God bless her for that.
I love my mother because she helps me with my son while he's sick. And when he is only 1 year old, she helps me with everything. And I even try to do the best I can to make that up and try to do more than she should do. Because she didn't have to do this for me, but I wouldn't, if it wasn't for her, I would be screwed. Sorry, but it is true.
I also have to praise Ellen in the congregation. Ellen is a Proverbs 31 woman.
I was thinking of my mom. Up until the day she died, she was always opening her mouth with wisdom to all of her daughters, well, her one daughter, her and all of her daughter-in-laws, and to my grand and also her grandkids. And to this day, they revere her because she had so much impact in their lives.
I revere her mother. mother because her mother was so ferocious.
Does that mean scary?
No.
I would like to give praise to my mother-in-law, Bill's mom. She's treated me. I've known her since I was 12 years old, and she has always treated me with kindness and gentleness. And you know, as I look back over all the years that she's known me, I just cringe at some of the stupid things that I've done or said to her, and she's always been very, just so loving and accepting of me. And I'm just so thankful for her wisdom and her patience with me, and I hope that someday I can be a mother-in-law. You know, a lot of people dread their mothers-in-law, and you know, there's always that, you know, jokes about your mother-in-law being terrible, but I have always been able to say I have the best mother-in-law in the world, and I treasure her very much.
Nadia? If I can use it all, I can talk for much.
Dottie would love to share something, but her voice is about gone, so. I think of the Proverbs 31 woman, and I know Melissa, when she was a teenager, was it when you were a teenager you went through this?
Young adult.
Before we got married. She went through Proverbs 31 as a Bible study. And I know that she's worked very hard to model her life after this. And I see in her a hard-working girl who wants to do this Proverbs 31 stuff of providing for her family. And she does.
Jer said I need to play in the vineyard then.
She said?
Jairus said she needs to plant the vineyard then.
What I appreciate about my wife, and I think it's something that's often overlooked, is, you know, we try to strive for this standard, and we all know the truth is we fail. We've seen in our own lives where we see our sin and frustrations and discouragement when we don't obtain the standard. And what is so precious about my wife, who does so much of this, I see it in her life, but when she has failed, there is a humility and a repentance and a confession from her heart that I've just loved in my wife. It's really an example to her kids when she fails or when she does something wrong. It's not just saying I've got to live up and pretend I'm perfect, but when she does, she's not perfect. When she struggles in areas, there is a humble heart that is just a gentle, humble, repentant heart that just exemplifies to me that she runs to the cross. She runs to our Savior and just thanks the Lord for His forgiveness and in His grace. So my wife is an example of coming to the Lord and just seeking Him. And while she, what does Jesus say? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so with that burden sometimes of being the mom and then the struggles and frustrations, she's been an amazing example of running to Christ and coming to Christ and just finding Him as her rest.
In the midst of busy, I know this mama right here, Melissa, has taken time out to spend time with me and to encourage me and just be my friend. And I think she may be one of the busiest ladies I know. And yet she will, it's just precious to me, one mom to another mom, you know, and have our kids be able to be together and to just encourage each other in the Lord and to look to Jesus together. And that's a precious thing that we moms get to share too, is to to spend time with one another, and I appreciate time that she's given to me, so.
Are you going to say something?
I was just going to say, I heard a song the other day that reminds me of my mom. If you get a chance to listen to it, it's a beautiful, wonderful song. It's I'm Becoming Me Because of You.
I just want to say to the ladies of our church, I know most of you don't have your children here with you. If you live away from your children, and each one of you contribute in very unique and special ways to this church. And you know, we are a family, and each one of you, I value each one of you so much, and it's so neat to see our church family working together in unity and in joy. And you know, each one of you ladies contributes in such a special way, and you bless me weekly, and I know you bless others weekly. Sometimes you bless others within the church daily in ways that most of us don't even ever hear about. And so to those of you who don't have your kids here, I just want to say, you know, thank you for your contribution to your children and to your families and to this church family and to my life. So thank you.
There's one verse here in Proverbs that seems out of place. Proverbs 31:23. Got all these praises to the woman. She does this and she's this and she's got this attribute and all these things. But then in verse 23 says, her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. What's this doing here? Why come all of a sudden the husband gets honorable mention? And I would submit to you that it's because, and I experienced this myself, if it wasn't for my wife who was managing the household, I could not sit as an elder. I would not be able to function in the way that I do in ministry if it wasn't for my wife. So yes, even though men sometimes get the leadership roles and might get the recognition, if it wasn't for a good woman, a good wife, a good mother staying home and managing the household, he would never have that ability. I saw it in my own family as well. My mom's the same way. You know, my dad's very, very intelligent, very busy. He's a leader in business and everything else. But he could not have been that man had mom not managed the household. Have anything else if no one else has anything. I think those last verses of Proverbs 31 are so important. We could start at verse 29. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. That's fine. But then we get down to verse 30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. They run away, don't they? But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates. A woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So if you're a woman here and you fear the Lord, you are to be praised. If for no other reason than the fact that you fear the Lord, you are to be praised. And I trust that the women and the girls who are here this morning do fear the Lord. And we as a church praise you for that in response to this directive from Proverbs 31. I'm going to close in prayer this morning. And for you women, some of you are already mothers. Some are mothers again. Doug, I appreciate your, you know, mentioning that of your mom. There's others who have done that. Some in our church are doing that. Mothers again. Hard enough the first time when you were young, right? They should be praised as well. And they need special prayer. So we're going to pray right now. God, I thank you for my mom, for the role she had in my life and the lives of my brothers and my sister. Thank you, Lord, for the fruit that I see in that. Of she has four kids who are contributing members of society, who love you and who serve you. Thank you, Lord, for the way you use that to shape my life and the life of my family. Lord, I pray for the moms who are here this morning, especially those whose kids aren't with them right now. I pray that they would be just encouraged this morning. I pray your blessings on them. I pray your blessings on their kids, that they would see in the lives of their children, Lord, just the fruit of their labors. Lord, I pray that each woman in this room, each girl in this room, would fear you. Lord, that the praise that I've offered them this morning for that fear would not be unwarranted. Lord, I pray that you would just help us as men, as sons, as fathers, as husbands, as single men, to encourage the women in our lives, Lord, especially our mothers. I pray as we spend afternoons together making phone calls and the different things that will be going on this afternoon, I pray that those whose mothers are still alive, that we still have the opportunity to converse with our moms. I pray that we would be able to encourage them, that you would use us to encourage them, Lord. That they would see a reflection in us of the work they've done and the work you've done through them, through their sacrifice. All right, just pray your blessings on especially the moms in this room. Pray that they would have an enjoyable afternoon and that they would just remember the great privilege that they've had, that you've given them, Lord, to bear children and to rear children. Pray that they would see that honor. They would experience the joy of that, especially this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.